Report, UN using climate credit scheme to hide massive carbon emissions. By John Hayward on September 15, 2023. Nonprofit news agencies Mongabay and The New Humanitarian published a joint report on Wednesday that debunked the United Nations' extravagant claims of climate neutrality. What the UN is actually doing, according to the report, is buying millions of dollars worth of carbon credits to offset its substantial emissions. Some of the projects that are supposedly offsetting the UN's emissions are actually damaging the environment, or even the health of human beings. Carbon credits are basically a shell game in which carbon emitters buy permits to spew more carbon dioxide from industries supposedly reducing the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. Environmental regulations have turned the carbon credit market into a grotesque billion-dollar industry that does not actually produce anything. It merely shuffles paperwork so that agencies and corporations can claim they are carbon neutral even though they still have prodigious emissions. Some climate activists are growing a bit skeptical of the carbon credit industry, which theoretically helps cleanse the atmosphere by subsiding carbon-reducing projects that might not otherwise be profitable. The report pointed to Doctors Without Borders as an example of an organization that has sworn off carbon credits altogether. In practice, as Mongabay and The New Humanitarian claimed, some of those carbon credits failed to meet high standards, and the UN is not doing the climate movement any favors by purchasing dubious credits and setting a bad example. Roughly 100 companies are responsible for more than 70% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions, while a recent study of climate neutrality claims from 25 multinationals found most were overstated. British Airways and Delta Airlines, for example, have faced particularly stringent criticism over their claims. Still, climate researchers and environmental advocates say the UN's offsetting practices undermine its leadership on efforts to slow the pace of global warming. Aside from overseeing multiple climate treaties, the UN is also a steward in helping governments meet climate commitments under the Paris Agreement, organizing the annual COP climate conferences. This year's 28 Colombian pesos starts on 30th of November in Dubai. The UN uses carbon credits sleight of hand to claim it has been very nearly carbon neutral since 2018, even though its agencies are actually pumping out carbon dioxide roughly equal to the annual emissions of 1.5 million gasoline-powered cars. The only recent year in which the UN meaningfully reduced its actual emissions, rather than buying carbon credits to offset them, was during the pandemic year of 2020. The Mongabay/New Humanitarian report suggested that UN emissions are not actually declining because it keeps hiring more staffers, who tend to generate a lot of carbon by traveling. The New Humanitarian also referred to its own 2021 research to argue that the UN simply fails to count a good deal of its emissions when it calculates its alleged carbon neutrality. Like a dieter who decides the calories from Friday night pizza and beer simply do not count. Tracking down the UN's fishy carbon credit claims proved to be taxing work for investigators, as the UN is largely exempt from regulatory oversight, and it does not scramble to answer questions about its practices from skeptical reporters. Dozens of the entities selling carbon credits to the UN either refuse to answer questions about their practices or claim they lack the documentation to respond in detail. Mongabay and The New Humanitarian were able to determine that over 350,000 of the carbon credits purchased by the UN over the past decade came from projects that were linked to reports of environmental destruction, forced displacement, or health problems in communities near the projects, such as a waste-to-energy plant in India that was emitting harmful air pollution. The UN World Food Programme, WFP, bought thousands of carbon credits from a Brazilian hydropower plant that was accused of destroying forests and damaging biodiversity. In fact, a study found the plant's deforestation more than wiped out the environmental benefits that supposedly allowed it to sell carbon credits. The report cited reviews that found many of the other hydropower and wind projects selling carbon credits to the UN did not meet the standards for doing so, and very few such projects actually meet the emission reduction targets that were claimed in order to justify selling credits. I don't know why the UN would still be buying wind and hydro, sighed University of Pennsylvania climate researcher Joe Rahm. Rahm pointed out that the UN has a habit of buying huge volumes of cheap and very low-quality carbon credits, the climate change equivalent of junk bonds. The sheer size of the multi-billion-dollar carbon credit industry has attracted some shady operators, and the cost of vetting those credits adds to their already tremendous cost. Bloomberg News reported in June that a major showdown is brewing over what counts as a carbon credit, with the UN under heavy pressure to set higher standards that severely reduce profit from the lucrative industry. Bloomberg noted that carbon offsets are currently a $2 billion industry, but they are expected to mushroom to a staggering $160 billion to $624 billion by the middle of the century, and $1 trillion is not out of the question.